Yes, according to Reish Lakish, it's a sefek what the person means when he says such a lashon of a reyolai ma'cheshes. What does it mean to say? Does it mean to say the kli, or does it mean to say the ma'isehim? However, Beisila says kli hoya b'mikdash u'ma'cheshes shmoi. There was a kli in the Beis Mikdash that was called ma'cheshes. For doima kamin kalbus amuk. It was like a deep kalbus. It's a deep type of a mold. Rashi says kalbus is shem kli. Also came machava shalonu. For yadoyfen b'yemtzoy is kalfei pinim kazer. The inside, it's a deep type of a mold that has this kli. Now, when you put dough inside it, doima kamin tapuchi habrosayim is doima to the apple of habrosayim. Or kamin bluti hayivonim, was a type of nuts from yivonim. That's what the dough looks like. And the Yom also says that v'chol nasa b'macheshes v'yamachavas. Also, the pasuk says what's made on a machavas or v'chol nasa bim in a macheshes rels v'yamachavas. What do we see? Shem shum hakelim nikro v'lo yashum ma'iseho. That's called upon the kli and not upon the action what's happening into it. Therefore, according to Beis Hillel, it's treated the person to be mechayiv himself this type of a kli. Rashi says, "Alma midoch iksiv b'macheshes v'och iksiv al machbas shamin al shem kli nikro." There's utzaf of zu amuka. So according to Beis Hillel, if somebody would say this lashon of harei yalai macheshes, he would mean to mechayiv himself to bring this type of a kli to the Beis Hamikdash. This type of a kli shows. Now the Mishnah says, "Hoimer," somebody says, "Harei yalai betanur." It's upon me to bring a mincha that's baked in the oven. So lochur is lo yovi mafe kupach. He cannot bring bread that was baked in a kupach. That's a small kira. It only has a mokum to put one pot there. And the tanner will see it has to be at least a place to put two pots. Or mafe rofim. Or else he cannot bring something that was baked upon a rofim. That's like on top of bricks. Or else like tiles. You cannot bring something that was baked on top of tiles. Or else, Omafe Yoris Horabiyim. Or else you cannot bring like something baked on the fireplace of the Arabs. That's also not called a tanner. Rabbi Yudah says, Imrotza Yovi Mafe Kupachios. No, even though you mechayv yourself to bring a tanner, something baked in an oven, but a kupach, that's like a smaller tanner. He holds it's also called an oven. It's also called a tanner. What's going to be harei yalai minchas mafem? Somebody says, "I want to bring a mincha that was baked." He doesn't say betanner, he just says mafem. So then lo yovi machatza chalis or machatza rekikla. We had before for a papa, we said this over, that you cannot bring five of them chalis and five of them rekikim. You have to bring 10 chalis, and all 10 have to be the same. Either chalis or else we're kicking. We have Bishimin Mat, Bishimin says, no, you can bring 5 and 5. But Neshu Korban Echot, since there's one Korban, therefore this one Korban could be made both from chalis and from a kicking. Because both of them say in the parasha of Minchas Mafa Taner. So therefore they're both like one Korban, you could bring 5 and 5 if you want. The other Gemara says, Taner Rabban, what's in a price like this? Mafa Taner, somebody says to bring some, the Mincha, that's baked in an oven, mafe tanus, that means filet mafe kupach, and that's something that's baked like in a stove, or else filet mafe rough, and that's something that's baked on top of tiles, filet mafe yeres arboyim, and that mincha that's baked on the fireplace of an Arab. Rav Yudah says, tanur shnei pomim. Rav Yudah says, no, it says the word tanur twice in the Pasha. It says the word tanur, and therefore, Rashi says, vein ribu yacharu b'yal lamayit. So one says in Vayikra, by a korban mincha ma'afa taner, or v'tzava sarang siv, v'chol ha-mincha asher t'yofa b'taner. Skita says the word taner twice. So if Yudah holds, shnei pomim, lahach she ma'afa kupach, that even a kupach is also good. That's also called a taner. Lav dafka taner, but it means even a kupach is also good. So here the Bach changes the gears in Rashi in the beginning. It says, should be that v'ein Miut, achamiyut ol rabbis. That's the pshat. It says twice the word tanner, so it's ein ribui, achar ribui. It's ein miut, achamiyut ol rabbis. That's what Rashi means to say. That's of Yudis Russia that says twice the word Tanner, to be Mabri, even a Kupach, like a stove, that's also good. Rabbi Shimon Aymer, Tanner, Tanner Shnei Pom, it says it twice. So he dashes that it's not extra, but rather just teach us that Echot Shetayah Fi Yosem B'Tanim. One teaches us that the baking has to be done B'Tanim. Fi Echot Shehek Deshin B'Tanim. That the Tanim should also be a Klishos. It should receive its Kedusha in B'Tanim. So what's the question? The Meistel Rabbi Shimon HaYisvaz, the true Rabbi Shimon, hold this, that the Mincha gets his Kedusha in the Tanim. Fi Yotznan we learned. Rabbi Shimon Aymer. Liyolim Evi Rogo Leimer. That Shtei Halechem Lechem Aponim Ksheris B'Azoro Ksheris B'Beis Pagi. It was kosher to be done in the Azor in the Beis Hamidrash, and it was also kosher to be done in Beis Pagi. Rashi says that means Chutz L'Chaim L'Azor, outside the Chaim L'Azor. So, now the question is, if you tell me that the Tanner is Mekadeshit, it should have a P'sul Yetzei. So, Chura, if you get to make it in Beis Pagi, it's outside the Chaim of Yerushalayim, so why isn't it a P'sul Yetzei? Rava says, rather, Rav Shur means like this, that the Hegdish should be L'Shum Tanu means Kishi Kadishenu L'Soilis Yom, we should say like this, Amanas La'Foyse B'Tanu Ani Magdisha Am B'Magdishit now Amanas to bake it in the Tanu. Then it's not that the Kedusha comes B'Shas Yafi in the Tanu. Then it says the Mishnah Hare Yolai Minchos Mafe is lo yofi machzer. The Talmud says you cannot bring half chalos and half for kikin. And Reb Shimon is matir. So it sounds like this. Talmud Rabbanim, v'chi sakriv means kishetakriv lasos dvar rishus korban is mincha. So the pasuk really says v'chi sakriv korban mincha smafer tanu. So dasha now v'chi sakriv means kishetakriv lasos means dvar rishus means it's up to you. There's no chayva to do it. Rashi says, "Kolema, dover is there rishusu. V'loy chayva shim lo yirtz lo yakriv mincha. You don't have to bring the mincha." Then the pasuk says, "Korban mincha," like it says, "V'chisakriv korban mincha." So the pasuk says, "Korban mincha." Omer Rav Yuda, minayin? How do we know to say liyoyim arei alai minchas mafe? Somebody says he has a chi. He puts upon himself to bring a minchas mafe. That shlo yovi machtz chalos and machtz rakikin, you cannot bring half of it chalos and half of it wafers rakikin. Talmud Lema, there's the pasuk that says over here, korban mincha means korban echad matlechot. It's only one korban. The whole thing has to be the same type. But v'loy shnayim mishloi shikabonos, it can't be two or three. It all has to be the same way. Omer Rabbi Shimon, Shimon says back, v'chi nema korban shnei pum. Doesn't say the word korban twice. Valor le nemorella korban echad. It says it one time. V'nema boy chalas or kikin. It also says that this korban can be from chalas or kikin. It is so meyakim. Shimon knows. Therefore, rotzalavi chalas maybe rikikin maybe. If you want, you can make all 10 chalas. You can make all 10 wafers rikikin. But machzah chalas machzah rikikin also maybe. You can do what you want. Or boil along. Then you mix them up with the shemen. Like he says, liacher afiyosim. After you bake it, then poisson, you chop them up into pieces, or marvin, and you mix them up at shemarzil the salt, as it comes back to its flour, like it says in the Gemara Neila Menachis. V'yachakach then boilulon kiyachas peshemen. Then you mix all of them together with oil. So that's lashon here that maybe or boilulon v'kaimis mishnayim. Then you take out kmitza from both of them. V'yimkomatz v'yola b'yodoy miyechad al shneim yotza. If you take one kmitza from both of them, also it's good. V'komatz mishneim means from the chalas and from the rakikin. But v'yimkomatz, if you made a kmitza v'yola b'yodoy miyechad al shneim from one for the other, it's also good. In other words, the chetchila try and make the kmitza from both. So part of it should be from the chalas, part from the rakikin. But if not, if only one came into Rakikin, it's also Yotza. Rabbi Yosef Yudu Amar, Minan, how do I know to say, Le'oimer Re'alai Minchas Mafe, someone makes a Chiv to make a Minchas Mafe, Minchas Beit in the Novin, Shlo Yavi Machas Chalas, he'll let the Tanakamba. You should not bring half Chalas or Machas Rakikin. Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, V'chol mincha asher tiyofa betana. V'chol nasa b'macheshes. V'yamach v'as l'koyin amakev oisoy loy siya. V'chol mincha b'lula v'shemin. V'charev v'chol b'nei yaren tiyah. V'chol oim olamato shnei minim chalukim. Is af v'chol oim olamalo shnei minim chalukim. Just like on the bottom part, it's each min is by itself, you can't mix the two together. Same thing lamala also, each min has to be done by itself, you can't mix the two together. The Rashi is like belula, b'shemin, and b'chareva, they're two different minim. You can't mix the two together. They're just like the mincha, that's belula b'shemin, the mincha chareva, can't be mixed together. Here also, that it says also here, that shnei minim are not mitzdarfin. For Rabbi Yehuda, for the Gemara Shapik Kama, L'churi says very good. Rabbi Yehuda, Shapik Kama Rabbi Shimon. Rakad Yudis say is pshat, Rabbi Shimon Tain is back good. It doesn't say korban korban. It doesn't say korban korban. Omulach the answer is back. Kivu nechsiv b'shem b'shem. It says the word b'shem b'shem twice. Command nechsiv korban korban dami. As if to say yes, you have to have each korban separately. You cannot mix the two. It has to be either all chalas or all rekikin. Rabbi Shimon, he like siv b'shem b'shem. Would have said the word b'shem b'shem. I would have thought to say dafka mach to chalas or mach rekikin. I was about to say, Badafki have to bring five and five. But maybe you cannot bring all ten out of Rikikun or all ten out of Chalis. Is Kamashpun, that's what the Pasuk says, Bashem, Bashem, to say yes, it could be done both ways. Rabbi Yosef, for the Morakash, Rabbi Yosef, and Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudah, Hainu Avua, Rabbi Yosef, we know the same thing as his father does. So what's the difference? Of the Gemara, he could deny the Yavid of Kaminaris, but the Yavid, if it was done. So Rabbi Yehuda Rashi said, Rabbi Yehuda, the Yalef time in the Korban Echod, the Yavid Sherus, but the Yavid would be kosher if you make five and five. But the Rabbi Yehuda, the Yalef in Belula, the Charevam, for that Limud, Kihech, just like over there, if it mixed together, Minchas Charev and Minchas Belula, be possible. Here also, if you mix together, even with the Yavid, it would be possible. That's not Kamina, how do you learn out? To say this Joshua that you can't have five and five. Nafkumi learn out whether it's Likuva or not Likuva, that Nafkumi has been the last two Joshua's we had. Hadron Alecha, Kol HaMenachas. Alright, we'll stop here and continue on the next tape.